How good is your spiritual vision?
Welcome to Helpers of Joy, a weekly program telling real stories from Christian ladies to help bring joy to your life.
Today, my friend Heidi takes the Bible and shows us how we can improve our vision. This is Amy Sapp. Welcome to the Helpers of Joy radio broadcast. I want to introduce you to Heidi Cranston. Heidi and her husband, Brother Brad Cranston, serve the Lord faithfully at Heritage Baptist Church in Burlington, Iowa. I love Heidi. She is one of the sweetest people I have ever met. We have been able to spend some time together at various camps and conferences over the years. The title of today's program is 2020 Vision, written by Heidi, and I want to share it with you. Heidi had 2020 vision for years, but as she has grown older, that has begun to change. Turning our attention to spiritual vision, we all know we are born spiritually blind. She has come to realize that when we get saved, we gain spiritual eyesight, but it is not necessarily 20/20. That's because we still have that old sin nature blurring it for us. Heidi often finds herself struggling with different things. She catches herself grumbling to the Lord about things she knows He has for her to do that she doesn't want to do. It stretches her too much. She finds herself unhappy and impatient with different people in her life, wishing she could change them. Heidi grows discouraged and loses faith with God's call in her life. All these things rob her of her joy. They leave her wanting to quit, feeling that is the only logical thing to do. The real problem is that she is looking at all these things with blurred vision. She has spiritual vision, but when she looks at things without her spiritual glasses on, she cannot see them clearly. Heidi has to sit herself down and give herself a little talk. She has to ask herself, what does the Bible say about the things that are troubling her right now? For instance, she might say, God, You are asking me to live this Christian life, but I just cannot do it. I am not qualified. Then she remembers a verse like 1 Thessalonians 5:24, Faithful is he that calleth you, who also will do it. Or 2 Corinthians 12:9, My strength is made perfect in weakness. When Heidi feels impatient with someone, she will ask God what he thinks about them. Time and time again, he brings to mind 1 Samuel 12, verse 23, God forbid that I should sin against the Lord in ceasing to pray for you. When her faith is small, and it seems like things would be so much easier if God would call her to something that did not require so much faith, she thinks of Matthew chapter 16, verse 25, For whosoever will save his life shall lose it, and whosoever will lose his life for my sake shall find it. When her spiritual vision gets blurry and she realizes she is losing her joy, she asks God to correct her vision. She asks Him to help her see life the way He sees it. He is always faithful to bring verses to mind and clear things up for her. Thank you, Heidi. Let's be sure to put on our spiritual glasses in every situation. This is Amy Sapp, helping you help others have joy.
You can get more encouragement and read more stories from Amy Sapp and the Helpers of Joy by joining the Helpers of Joy 2 Corinthians 1:24 Facebook group, helping you help others have joy. Join the movement.